Hello everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Elsie.
All right, Elsie, I wanted to ask you, would you consider yourself an artistic person?
No, I'm definitely not an artistic person. I'm even not good at drawing. What about you?
I like to think that I am. Like, I'm okay with drawing, but I'm not the best. But I do enjoy and appreciate art.
So, are we going to talk about art today?
Yes, that's why I asked you if you're artistic.
So, what kind of art are we going to talk about?
Well, actually, it's a really cool type of street art.
Street art.
So, let's take a look at the lesson to learn more.
Okay, I can't wait to start this lesson and learn with our students.
The Art of Light and Shadow. There are groups of wooden blocks on a wall of an art museum. Each block is a number. They don't look like art at all. When a light comes on, the numbers make shadows on the wall. The shadows come together and look like other things. One group of shadows is a face, another is a person. A large piece of wood is on the next wall. Once again, it makes a shadow. The shadow looks like a girl. She is sitting on a chair. This wonderful art is from a collection called Light and Shadow. It is the work of Japanese artist Kumi Yamashita.
Word power.
Museum. Museum. We can see many great pictures in this art museum. We can see many great pictures in this art museum. Light. Light. He opened the curtain to let the light in. He opened the curtain to let the light in. Wonderful. Wonderful. My mom baked a wonderful cake for my birthday this year. My mom baked a wonderful cake for my birthday this year. Work. Work. The artist spent 3 months on her new work. The artist spent 3 months on her new work.
All right, so the article first starts with, there are groups of wooden blocks on a wall of an art museum, okay? So they're saying there's a lot of wooden blocks. And what does wooden mean? Well, it's basically things that are made from wood or the bark of trees.
文章一开始呢，告诉我们啊，在一家艺术博物馆当中呢，墙上有一组一组的木块 ，wood w o o d， 我们知道是名词木头的意思。那在字尾加上 e n wooden， 就是形容词木质的。
That's right. We also see a word power word for today. The word museum, M-U-S-E-U-M, museum. Museum is a noun, and it is a building where important culture, historical, or scientific objects are kept and shown to the public. For example, we can say, we can see many great pictures in this art museum. We can see many great pictures in this art museum. All right, so we see there are actually many different types of museums as well. Right now, we are at an art museum, but we also have things like the Natural History Museum, and we also even have a science museum.
That's right, museum, 博物馆。Museum 有许多种，像是 art museum, 就是我们说的艺术博物馆或美术馆。Natural History Museum, 就是所谓的自然历史博物馆。那么 science museum, 就是自然科学博物馆啦。那例句提到呢，我们可以在这家美术馆中呢，看到许多很棒的照片。So back to the article, what are the wooden blocks for?
Okay, the article says each block is a number. They don't look like art at all.
文章接下来说到呢，每一个木块都是一个号码，它们看起来一点也不像是艺术。I bet these are special wooden blocks. They are not as simple as they appear.
Yeah, actually, I think this art is called modern art, actually.
Modern art, 现代艺术。
A little bit difficult to understand. But the article is going to help us explain. It says, when a light comes on, the numbers make shadows on the wall. Okay, so what they do is they create shadows. Now, a shadow is a dark area or it's a shape produced when something comes in between light. For example, if you feel really hot in the sun, you can stand under a tree because the tree's shadow, the dark spot, can provide you a shade.
原来啊，当阳光照射进来的时候呢，这些木质的数字会在墙上留下 shadow， 也就是影子。It's art here. The shadows of these wooden numbers are on the wall.
Right. Okay, we also see another word power word today. It's the word light. L-I-G-H-T. Light.Light is a noun and it means the brightness that comes from the sun, fire, or etc. And it also can come from electrical devices and it allows things to be seen. For example, we can say, he opened the curtain to light the light in. He opened the curtain to let the light in.
Light, 光线。例句提到呢，他打开窗帘让光照射进来。
Right, so the article then continues to say, the shadows come together and look like other things.
Wow, 这些影子聚集看起来像是其他的东西。When things come together, it means they get together, 也就是聚集在一起的意思。So, what do these shadows look like?
Okay, one group of shadows is a face, another is a person.
文章接下来告诉我们，其中一组影子是一张脸，另外一组则是一个人。
A large piece of wood is on the next wall. Once again, it makes a shadow. Wow.
另外一大块的木头呢，在隔壁的墙上，一样的，因为光线而制造出影子。So what does this shadow look like?
The shadow looks like a girl. She is sitting on a chair.
这边的影子呢，看起来像是一个女孩，她正在坐在椅子上面。
So nothing appears to what it seems. So actually, you know, I think this type of art is one of those pieces where you need to stand from different places to see the art change.
When you see the shadows from different places, you see different things. 从不同角度看这些影子，你看到不同的东西。
Yeah, so next the article then says, this wonderful art is from a collection called Light and Shadow. Oh, no wonder. Okay, when we talk about a collection of things, it means you group together interesting or beautiful objects. You bring them together because it is a hobby or you want to study them. For example, many people are stamp collectors. Yeah, so you can have a stamp collection. Okay, if you love shoes, you can have a shoe collection.Do you have a shoe collection?
I think so.
And then if you enjoy traveling and buying souvenirs, you can also have a souvenir collection.
Yes. 文章接下来说到呢，这美好的艺术啊，是从一个名称为 Light and Shadow 光与影的系列作品来的。Collection 可以指的是收集的东西或系列作品。一个人呢，如果很爱邮票，那他可能会有 stamp collection 邮票收藏品。当然，如果你很爱鞋，可能就会有 shoe collection。当然。Tiffany 老师提到最后一个 souvenir collection 纪念品收藏也是许多人会有的。
And here we see our word power word wonderful, W-O-N-D-E-R-F-U-L, wonderful. It is an adjective and it means extremely good. It's great. For example, we can say my mom baked a wonderful cake for my birthday this year. My mom baked a wonderful cake for my birthday this year.
Wonderful, 很棒的，美好的。例句提到呢，我妈妈为我今年的生日烘焙了一个很棒的蛋糕。Okay, let's get back to the article. Who made this wonderful art?
Okay, well, the article says it is the work of Japanese artist Kumi Yamashita. Okay, we also see another word power word here. We see the word work, W-O-R-K, work.Work is a noun, and it is something such as a painting, play, a piece of music that is produced by maybe a painter, writer, or musician. For example, we can say, the artist spent 3 months on her new work. The artist spent 3 months on her new work.
work 作品。例句提到呢，这位艺术家啊，在他的新作品上面花了三个月的时间。
Do you know other famous pieces of works?
I like Andy Warhol's artwork.
I remember you mentioned that he's one of your favorite artists.
Yeah, he's a pop artist.
Yeah, so all the things that Andy Warhol did, these are his works. Did you know that one of Michelangelo's greatest works is in the Sistine Chapel?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Do you like fine art?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm not an expert of it, but I'm fine with it.
Not an expert, but we can really appreciate the work that these great artists did.
Yes.
So just like Kumi Yamashita, she created a lot of cool work with pieces of wooden blocks.
Yes. 所以回到文章呢，刚刚说到啊，原来呢，这是日本艺术家 Kumi Yamashita 的作品。Work 在文章当中呢，只是作品，同学们都晓得了。那我们也可以用artwork 这个字来代替 artwork artwork。 那这边跟同学们补充哦， work 这个字呢，当作品的时候啊，是一个可数名词，那如果它当工作来解释的话是不可数的哦。我们要说啊， I have a lot of work to do， 我有很多的工作要做，不管工作多多， work 都是不可以加上 s 的。
Would you like to go visit this exhibition? Is this something that you are interested in?
Yeah, of course I do. What about you?
I think so. I think it's quite interesting. Sometimes modern art and work like this is very difficult to understand, but once you actually see it in person, it's really cool.
And I'm also wondering why...that artist wanted to create this kind of artworks.
That's actually a really good idea. And actually, I'm thinking about how she does this because it's not easy to, I think, work with things on such a large scale. And you're playing with light and shadow. I think it's really interesting.
Yes, indeed.
Yep. All right, so let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with our wrap-up.
So, Tiffany, what do you think about this collection?Light and shadow.
Actually, I think it's really cool and I'm really interested in this because I do enjoy more interactive exhibitions. So when something's interactive, it means that me as the viewer, we get to kind of maybe play along or we get to do something to see this kind of art. So it's something fun, I believe.
So Tiffany 老师喜欢的是互动性的展览 interactive ones, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what kind of art do you like the most?
Actually,
I haven't asked you about that.
I know. I think I like a lot of different kinds of art because I really appreciate, for example, fine art, but I also can appreciate pop art. So I guess in some ways I'm kind of an artsy person.
Any arts that come to your mind when we are talking about artists?
I do like this artist who does, I cannot pronounce his name, it's really bad because I think he's a German name. He also does pop art as well. And it's, I think it's a German name. Leichenstein? Yes, so he's the one that does, you know, it's really famous. There's a girl and there's like the dots on the faces. I really like also that type of art. So it's along the same type of art you like. It's also pop art.
Yeah,
I think you might enjoy it. What about you?
As I said, Andy Warhol's artworks, those artworks are my favorite, I think, yeah. But as you said, fine artwork is not my favorite, I guess.
I think we can learn to appreciate it. But anyways, let's hang on tight and let's learn more about day two of our article next time. For now, I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Elsie.
Bye.
Goodbye.
I like Chinese history, but there's so much to learn.
I like Chinese history, but there's so much to learn.
Hello, this is Lin. 你最喜欢什么科目呢？我记得我以前很喜欢历史，因为历史老师超会说故事，所以很多内容啊，常常故事听一听，不小心就记起来了。不过历史真的很多东西要记，所以呢，我们可以在脑袋快不够用的时候说出这一句感慨的话。I like Chinese history, but there's so much to learn. I like Chinese history, but there's so much to learn. 我很喜欢中国历史，但真的有太多东西要学了。History 就是历史，那哪里的历史呢？就在前面加个国家的这个形容词，像是台湾的历史就是 Taiwanese history， 美国历史呢就是 American history。But there's so much to learn. 知识是不可数的，所以呢，我们在这边用 much 来表达很多，而不是用 many。那如果有人问你 ，Hey, do you like Taiwanese history？ 你就可以回答 ，Yes, but there's so much to learn。Yes, but there's so much to learn。表达你很喜欢，不过啊，要学的有好多、哦。最后，我们再来复习一次这句话哦。I like Chinese history, but there's so much to learn. Very good. 小秋，我们下次见喽，拜拜。
I like Chinese history, but there's so much to learn.
I like Chinese history, but there's so much to learn.
Chit chat.
为什么垃圾车都只能说 garbage truck， 不能说 trash truck 呢？
一般垃圾我们可以用 garbage 或者是 trash 来表示，可是其实在口语上两个字呢有时候可以互用哦。 But there could be a difference between trash and garbage。如果要仔细区分的话呢， trash 比较是指这个纸屑啦，所以放在桌上的这种小垃圾桶装这个小纸屑或是小垃圾，我们就可以用 trash can。 You can put paper or dry products in a trash can。 可是呢，如果是要用来装这个厨余啦，或者是狗便便啦，或者是任何吃完喝完丢掉的这个瓶罐等等的垃圾呢，我们就要丢在哪里呢？就是 garbage can，或者是分类回收桶，那英文就称为 recycling or recycle bin。 So garbage can include food waste, but trash does not. That's why a garbage can is usually bigger than a trash can. 因此呢，一般我们在路上看到的垃圾车英文就要用 garbage truck。 当然了，它里面的垃圾可大可小，什么都可以装啦。那注意哦，英国人他们其实讲垃圾的时候既不会用 garbage 也不会用 trash， 他们用的是 rubbish 这个字， R-U-B-B-I-S-H， 所以他们垃圾桶当然是说 rubbish bin。
What did we learn from teacher Laura？
虽然垃圾桶我们可以用 trash can 还有 garbage can， 可是如果要细分的话呢， trash can 比较像是放在书桌上或者是办公室装少纸屑的垃圾桶，而 garbage can 可以装家里的厨余或是不要的垃圾等等。注意哦，英国人他们说 rubbish bin 就是垃圾桶的意思。
The art of light and shadow。
There are groups of wooden blocks on a wall of an art museum. Each block is a number. They don't look like art at all. When a light comes on, the numbers make shadows on the wall. The shadows come together and look like other things. One group of shadows is a face, another is a person.A large piece of wood is on the next wall. Once again, it makes a shadow. The shadow looks like a girl. She is sitting on a chair. This wonderful art is from a collection called Light and Shadow. It is the work of Japanese artist Kumi Yamashita.Museum, museum. We can see many great pictures in this art museum. We can see many great pictures in this art museum. Light, light. He opened the curtain to let the light in. He opened the curtain to let the light in.Wonderful, wonderful. My mom baked a wonderful cake for my birthday this year. My mom baked a wonderful cake for my birthday this year. Work, work. The artist spent 3 months on her new work. The artist spent 3 months on her new work.